Manu Patra alerts dated the 31st of January 2019. Supreme Court has quashed rules 14A-14D of the Rules of High Court of Madras, 1970, holding that they are ultra vires to Section 34 of the Advocates Act and usurps the power of the Bar Council in disciplinary matters. Supreme Court has observed that the Nursing Council Act of 1947 does not restrict the practice of nursing once a degree or diploma is granted by the state authority to that state only. Supreme Court has notified new norms for listing of cases, which will ensure that fresh cases are listed for hearing within a week of their filing, and it will break the ritual of advocates orally mentioning new and important cases before the court. Supreme Court has directed Karthi Chidambaram, son of senior advocate and former Union Minister P. Chidambaram, to deposit 10 crores rupees with registry as one of the conditions for permitting him to go abroad. Supreme Court has stayed proceedings of Mohali Special CBI Court against former Punjab Jails Minister and now Congress leader Sarvan Singh Pillor in a money laundering case registered against him by the Enforcement Directorate, ED. Supreme Court has questioned banned cricketer S. Srisanth for not immediately bringing it to the notice of BCCI that he was being approached for alleged spot fixing during Indian Premier League, IPL, match in 2013. Delhi High Court has questioned City Police over its facial recognition software, which has not helped crack any missing children case, as over 5,000 kids, who disappeared from the capital in the last 3 years, remain untraced. Delhi High Court has refused to stay international arbitration proceedings initiated against Union of India out of a bilateral investment treaty, BIT, with Mauritius, on the reasoning that question of jurisdiction has to be decided by the arbitration tribunal itself. Delhi High Court has issued a circular to transfer all commercial suits valued at or below 2 crores rupees pending before it to respective district courts. Gujarat High Court has held that just like the witnesses, the accused in a case filed under Section 138 of the Negotiable Instruments Act can also lead evidence by way of an affidavit in terms of Section 145. Calcutta High Court has stayed cable switchover plan of TRAI and directed additional Solicitor General to explain whether a clause of negotiation between MSOs and LCOs in the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, notification for revenue sharing is illusory or not. Bombay High Court has observed that merely because the man was a UK national would not mean that foreign court could hear the matter, as he had married us per Hindu rights under the Hindu Marriage Act in Bandra. Bombay High Court has given Maharashtra government 2 months to set fare bracket for taxes and aggregator caps like Ola and Uber. Madras High Court has quashed FIR registered against A. Ganapati, the Vice-Chancellor of Bharatiya University, and pointed out that complainant has virtually attempted to ventilate her grievance regarding her employment and postdoctoral fellowship by using SCST, Prevention of Atrocities, Act. Madras High Court has lifted a gag order imposed by a single judge restraining Minister for Milk and Dairy Development K.T. Rajendra Bhalaji from making baseless accusations of adulteration against private dairies. National Green Tribunal has imposed a cost of 5 lakh rupees each on all 929 Delhi government schools, 12 colleges under Directorate of Higher Education and 106 schools of the South Delhi Municipal Corporation for not installing rainwater harvesting in schools.